Can't. We are very good friends, are we not? Yuri said. Take my Beretta out of your jacket pocket and set it on the floor, Kent instructed. Yuri licked the blood from the corner of his mouth and wiggled the fingers of his left hand. Slowly, he reached into the pocket and pulled out the small black pistol. But he didn't set it on the floor. Instead, he held it, barrel pointed downward. It occurs to me that if you want information, you need at least one of us alive, yes?
Yuri, Otietz growled. Do as he asks.
On the floor, Reed repeated. He didn't take his gaze off of Yuri. Maybe I take this gun and I shoot Otietz. Then you need me.
Yuri, niet!
Otietz cried, this time more stunned than angry. Si, Kent, said Yuri. This is not La Cosa Nostra. This is more like a disgruntled employee. You see how he treats me? So maybe I shoot him. And you and I, we work something out. Otietz clenched his teeth and hissed a flurry of curses at Yuri, but the messenger only grinned wider. Kent was growing impatient.
Yuri, if you don't put the gun down now...
Yuri's arm moved, just the slightest indication of rising. Kent's instincts kicked in like an engine shifting gears. Without thinking, he aimed and fired just once. It happened so quickly that the report of the pistol startled him. For half a second, Kent thought he might have missed. Then dark blood erupted from a hole in Yuri's neck. He fell first to his knees, one hand weakly trying to staunch the flow. But it was far too late for that.